dive thoughts down to my soul. Here Clarence comes. Brother, good day. What means this armed guard that waits upon your grace?
His Majesty, tendering my person's safety, hath appointed this conduct to convey me to the tower.
Upon what cause?
Because my name is George.
Alack, my lord, that fault is none of yours. He should for that commit your godfathers. Oh, belike his Majesty hath some intent that you should be new christened in the tower. But what's the matter, Clarence? May I know?
Yea, Richard, when I know. For I protest, as yet I do not. But as I can learn, he hearkens after prophecies and dreams, and from the crossrow plucks the letter G, and says a wizard told him that by G his issue disinherited should be. And for my name of George begins with G, it follows in his thought that I am he. These, as I learn, and such like toys as these, hath moved his highness to commit me now.
Why, this it is when men are ruled by women. 'Tis not the king that sends you to the tower. My Lady Grey, his wife, Clarence, 'tis she that tempers him to this extremity. Was it not she, and that good man of worship, Anthony Woodeville, her brother there, that made him send Lord Hastings to the